Okay, welcome back. I'm still wondering if I'll ever know how or why, I can figure out how, the U.S. mainstream media, the MSM, has been forbidden to report on the 14 missile attack on Russia. It's quite a story. We'll get to that in detail as we can sit and see. Okay, Mitchell Henderson is with us. He is standing by. Hello, Mitch. Welcome back to the program.
Good to be here. Much happening when did today.
When did you first hear? Now, you are well informed. When did you first hear about the 14 missiles that were at least 14 that were fired today into Russia? Because it wasn't on the mainstream media blackboard. You'll have sources, I'm sure you heard early, but many Americans probably right now still haven't heard. Because it's not being covered except on CNN. That's it.
I just saw Fox just a little while ago started talking about it.
Within
the last hour, they started talking about it. But now, this morning, I had a detailed thing of, by this morning, I had detailed news, but I don't look at American news. I look at foreign news. Okay, so by this morning, I knew that Ukraine had fired six attackums at Bryansk.
That was yesterday.
Five of them were shot down, and one was damaged. It did no damage. Today they fired some missiles towards Kursk, and they were actually hitting at an ammo dump just a little bit south of at Kursk at a place I think called Vyansk. Okay, so all those storm shadows were shot down too. Okay, let me make a distinction here for people so they don't get the wrong idea, because the news, I think they tried to gloss this over so you don't understand. Okay, so there's a difference between a supersonic missile and a hypersonic missile. Okay, so if somebody's shooting a gun at you, just a regular pistol, a rifle at you, as the bullet whizzes past you, it'll crack. Okay, that's because that bullet is supersonic. It's going faster than the speed of sound. Okay.
Yeah, about 714 miles an hour, something like that.
Right, right. So it's it's 2,000 feet per second. That's pretty fast. Okay. So here's the thing.
That's like a good rifle round, right?
Right, right, right. So these attack-em missiles and storm shadows are firing at actually less speed than that. So they're supersonic. They are not hypersonic. Supersonic, these are firing like 3 to 3.5, Mach 2.5 to Mach 3.5. The Russians can shoot these down. Okay. A hypersonic is traveling at 6 to 9 to 10, 20, Mach 20, Mach 10. That's hypersonic. You cannot shoot hypersonic missiles down. The idiocy of Biden is that the United States really doesn't have anything that'll shoot hypersonic missiles down, and yet Russia has buku hypersonic missiles, which we cannot defend against. Okay? They can defend against ours, but we cannot defend against theirs. Okay? This is just a fact, okay? So that's the first thing.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to explain that.
All right. Good. Yeah. Here's what I'd like to present now. On the ground, very near, I'd say 100, 200 yards, maybe 300 yards at the most as I look at the picture trying to figure it out. And if you look at the headlines right now, this will be the top story. The second story is the view, a video from a helicopter of today's 14 missiles impacting one location. Must have been a serious military installation there, maybe underground, don't know. But what I'm going to do is play this video recorded by a Russian man with a phone. It's very clear, and I want you to do this. The talk from Russia about shooting down today's incoming missiles, I don't know what they're saying yet. I haven't seen a story about that. But I can tell you this, 14 of them were not shot down. I want you to count the explosions you're about to hear. And also, if you can divide your consciousness and listen for the incoming sound of these missiles, they don't all make the same sound. Some of them make no sound. Some of them make a whine. You'll hear it. I'd suggest there are two different kinds of missiles. Some of them may have been attack-ems. I don't know, because they fly faster. They're supersonic, as opposed to the storm shadow. So just take a listen. Count the explosions and listen right before the explosion to see if you hear a signature sound, an auditory pattern of the rocket as it comes in. All right. You ready? So count the explosions and then listen for the sound right before the explosions. You're going to hear differences. They're not all the same. Here we go.
Я в машине сидел, выбежал вас.
Вот, блядь. Взрываю сейчас. Вон там дым идет.
That's two.
Еще они там забомбили. Еще один прилет летит.
That's four.
Вот это взрывы, а? Серег, хрен его знает. Мы, наверное, сейчас ломанемся отсюда.
No incoming sound.
Хрен, я здесь сейчас, блядь.
That's six. Seven. No incoming sound.
Вот, блядь. Дым идет, сука, везде. Мярина, помарина хреначат, бля. Не знаю, бля, хуй знает, где сейчас пацаны там. Ебать нахрен сюда. Вот это взрывы, именно Марина наша взрывает, бля, именно. Бля, нам надо ломиться оттуда, Серега, бля. Я хрен его знает. Прям по нас, здесь на нашу территорию взрывают, там хрен его знает. Вояки он здесь, бля. Именно что сюда стреляют, бля. Хрен его знает, что за прилеты, бля, это были. Пиздец он. Дым идет. Ебать нахуй, бля. Лёг здесь что-то, бля, нездоровый канитель, бля. Не знаю, где там бомбили, но прям на территории хреначили там, ближе к охране.
Okay, I think that's the last one. All right, now, were they all the same kind of missile, storm shadow, with that howl, that's kind of a screech before they impact and explode? Were they coming from different directions? Maybe the ones coming from an opposite direction from where the guy was standing with his phone, you wouldn't hear an incoming screech. Don't know. It sounded like there were two potential different types of missiles there. We don't know. That's just a guess. But you heard all those missiles impacted. There was no sound of surface-to-air missile intercepts, no explosions off in the distance, nothing. They all seem to have come in and hit their target. You can see that as the first story in headlines right now. And the second story is a silent story of the video taken from a helicopter showing the explosions down below. They're all very well coordinated. Targeting was apparently perfect for what they were after. They all hit the same place. Mitch, what do you think? You've heard a lot of rounds flying through the air.
Well, if you're testing your missiles out, you'll fire them one at a time so you can observe the effects. If you're trying to hit an enemy target, you volley fire them. You're not going to shoot one at a time because that gives air defense time to shoot them down.
Okay? That's right.
So let me just phrases because I've watched a lot of videos in the past couple of months. Like I saw this video of Iranian forces attacking Haifa, you know, and it's like jets and helicopters attacking Haifa. It's ridiculous. There's no Iranian jets attacking Haifa. Okay.
Ooh, wait, somebody put this video out, is what you're saying?
Yeah, they make these videos and they put it up like, oh, this is Israel attacking the Iranian and it's all fake. It's not real at all.
I've seen the same Ukraine. Same thing. Yes,
yeah, you've got to be careful because a lot of these videos are nonsense. Okay, they're not actual things. I mean,
the one I just played was real. So there you go.
Okay, let me see.
Yes,
I think I've got it. I think I've got it here. So let me see what the picture is.
You can see from the air and from the ground the explosions from these incoming missiles that I just played. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at it right now. So
the helicopter footage.
A little bit. Yeah, let me speed it up here a little bit.
There's big white clouds when the detonations occur, and it's like a little group of trees, maybe, I don't know, a couple hundred yards square. It looks like it's all covered with trees, so they hit in there. You'll see. All of you out there can look at this as well. Second story is the helicopter view.
This is on Headlines?
Headlines.
What is it?
Right.
It's helicopter video. Okay, let me look at that one.
Yeah. And the first story says, stunning video of 14 Storm Shadow missiles hitting targets in a city in Kursk. That's the ground video. The other one is the aerial video from the helicopter.
All right.
At any rate, that's 2 days in a row that the West, and remember these missiles are targeted by American, British, and French crews, the military. These are attacks by the West against Russia, period. 2 days in a row now. What is going to happen? We'll all have to wait and see. There are reports that top Russian political class figures and their families are being flown to the Urals, where they have an enormous underground city, way underground. There are also reports that... hold on here. Where did that go? Ah, yes, there it is. If you know about the Doomsday Jet... We have several of them, and they can go up and take full charge of our entire military. The Russians have that, of course, too. And there's a story about the Russian airborne nuclear warfare doomsday control plane circling Moscow today. This is a report. It's not validated. Mm-hmm. I can't vet these things. I can just report them to you to make of what you will. But they're very interesting stories coming out of Russia. Has a decision been made? It looks to me, Mitch, now you'd know maybe more about this than anybody. The Russian people trust Putin. How many red lines have been stomped upon and mocked by the West? A couple dozen, maybe?
Yes.
This comes after he made the absolute statement, we will use nuclear weapons, I'm quoting, if a mass enemy missile... or UAV, is launched toward Russia, or when these weapons cross into Russian territory. He's made it said, we will use nuclear weapons. So he's kind of put himself in a position where they're going to call his bluff with these storm shadows and attack him and see what he does. I don't know. That's what it looks like to me. They're trying to force him to do something.
Yes, yes. So here's... It's step back and look at the bigger picture, okay? So in order for Russia to survive, it has to sell its goods to India and China, okay? So the people who have Putin's ear at the moment is China and India, and China and India is cautioning him to not do it lightly, okay? Now, what the new policy says is if there is a overwhelming attack, okay, then they can use at nuclear weapons. A simple attack is not, even the attack you saw in the film there, that's not overwhelming. That's just a pinpoint attack, okay? The ATACMS is like I think it's a 500-pound bomb, okay?
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's nothing stronger than what Israel drops on an apartment building in Gaza, okay?
So, every day, practically, although there aren't many apartment buildings left.
There's only like 50 of them in Ukraine, so they've already kind of shot a lot of them up. Okay,
well,
so
50 ATACMS, and I don't know how many Storm Shadow scalps. I don't know.
Yeah, well, there's not many. Those things are, you know, multimillion-dollar cruise missiles. They're not going to they are just throwing them away because they're not going to do anything good. Okay, so. You know, if you have a cruise missile and you just have, I mean, having a 500 or one-ton bomb on it to hit a bunker in Syria or Iraq or something, that's one thing, okay? But if you're dealing with a serious army and want to do a serious damage, you really need to put nukes on them, okay? And this
that's
is the problem, too, is
that's
they can claim that they're in danger, that one of these missiles coming from Ukraine could have a nuke on it. They could make that argument. But here's what, and I've been following this all day today, and here's what I see happening, okay? So Russia is waiting for an overwhelming attack on Ukraine so they can respond, okay?
From Ukraine.
So, you know, Ukraine is not going to make an overwhelming attack. That's the first thing. So that's okay. That's okay. What is Russia going to do about these attacks? Well, what they have done is they have moved their strategic bombing assets into southwestern Russia. What they're going to do is they're going to hit the Ukrainian people very hard. They're going to make sure that there's no electricity for this winter. They're going to cut off all transportation routes. They're going to it takes a while to muster these forces up to make a concerted attack. But they're going to make a concerted attack and punish the Ukrainian people harshly for what they're doing. Okay. And then they're going to step back and see what our response is, because it's not Ukraine's response, it's our response. Now we are the responsible party, not Ukraine.
Right.
We are responsible for those 14 missiles hitting Russian territory. So it's not what Ukraine does, it's what we do. Keep that in your head, because Russia's not looking at it like, what is Ukraine doing to us? They're looking at it like, what is America and NATO doing to us? That's what they're talking about, okay? So also, we have a situation where, you know, if you look at the weather, let me explain something about the weather in Ukraine, too, okay? So I live in New Mexico. And here in New Mexico, like today, it was 60 degrees outside up in the mountains. And by 1 o'clock in the morning, it'll be 20 degrees. That's an 80-degree change from night to day. Okay, but this is even in the summertime. It can be 100 in the day, and it'll be down to 50 at night. That's a 50-degree change in the summer. Okay. Well, in Ukraine, you know, it's not a matter of the sun beating down on the earth. It's a matter of air masses moving in. Okay, so let's say like tomorrow in Ukraine, the high temperature in Kiev will be 39 degrees, and the low temperature will be 31 degrees. That's only an 8-degree difference from night to day. Let's look at the following Friday: the high of 35, the low of 29. That's only a 6-degree change. Okay, so what we have until the end of November is basically we've got temperatures in the high to mid 30s. Okay, it's not until after the beginning of December that the high temperature on the 1st of December will be 32 and the low 25. Okay, and it's cloudy or foggy every one of these days. Okay,
got it.
It's also got a waning gibbous moon on it. Okay, so the sun comes up. The moon rises at like about 9:30 at night, and it sets around noon. Okay, so what you have is we're a week away from good conditions to move in on the ice. Okay, it's been been really too warm in the daytime there. I mean, they're still going to have rain showers on Thursday the 28th.
Okay? Got it.
And that means that the soil is not ready. The next day, it's supposed to be snow showers. They already have snow on the ground there, but nonetheless. I want you to, when you see pictures of Russia, what you need to do is you need to go look at a current picture of Russia, because that was a very summertime picture of Russia being bombed. Okay. That was not a fall-winter picture of Russia. That should be the first thing that you look at, okay?
Yeah, I could look for...
What does Russia look like in the fall? Okay.
Right.
The fall, the leaves are changing colors.
Well, those
okay?
may have been pines. I don't know. They're green. They look dark green.
This time of the year, the leaves will be falling off. Well, unfortunately, they showed cityscapes. And in the city, that's where they put deciduous trees at and stuff, okay? So just look around you and see if it makes sense, all right? That's one thing that you can do. Is the conditions right for this time of the year for this film?
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, the guy's on the ground.
Even...
Take a look at the guys on the ground. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Even if the trees are not changing color, guess what? The grass is not green at the end of November. Okay, is the grass green here in in New York State at the end of November? You know,
mine is in Oregon. It's all green.
Well, Oregon's a little bit different. Okay,
because we had snow the other day. We did.
But you have a moderated climate by the sea there and stuff. Okay?
100 miles
Kursk
in.
Kursk is deep inland. Yeah, Kursk is
I get it. I understand the point.
Keep that in mind. So here we go. What I'm saying is by the 1st of December, they should be ready to go in on the ice. Okay. Right now, all the fighting that has been going on, they've moved like a couple of kilometers a day, making advances towards the Dnieper River. Okay, now you got to remember what Putin said a long time ago. He said, if you fire these missiles from Ukraine, we're going to have to go to the Dnieper River in order to stop you from doing that. Okay, so
how's that going to stop them from firing from near Kyiv, for example? That's
they're going to take Kyiv, too. I mean, that's... But even from Kyiv, it shortens... These missiles only go 190 miles, okay? So the Dnieper River is pretty far in. Anyways, the point isn't to do that. The point is to punish Ukraine by taking their land, okay? So it means that this is the pretext that Putin can use to go all the way to the Dnieper. It's a pretext he can use to go ahead and take Nikolaev and Odessa. I mean, Biden just gave
Kharkov. Kharkov. He needs to take Kharkov.
Well, he'll take Kharkov, Sumy, all that. That's all on the east of the Dnieper. So he'll go all the way west to the Dnieper River. That's all the way to Kyiv, by the way.
What I want to point out, Mitch, if I might, is if you look at a map, when Donbass voted to join Russia and to secede and leave Ukraine, and you look at Donbass now, after 1,001 days of fighting, it ain't that much different.
Yeah, but
there are still Ukrainian troops in Donbass.
Sure, but let me make this point, and it's an important point, okay? The objective of an army is to destroy the enemy army. Okay, and that's what they have been doing. Okay, now Russia's on the advance, and they're still not paying a high price for this advance because they've degraded the actual Ukrainian army. They've degraded their morale. Okay, and Ukraine just can't put up the fight. Ukraine doesn't have the artillery and so forth and air support to defend themselves.
Okay,
Russia's getting to a critical point where they can just move in. Anyways, they said they were going to complete the mission as soon as the ice comes in, and the ice is coming in now, okay?
Right.
So they have months before Trump makes office. They've got two months to get to the Dnieper and to take Odessa. They got 2 months to get everything they want so that they won't have to fight again.
That's a lot of...
To finish the war forever. They got 2 months to do that. Okay.
I remember Russell Bentley telling me that if the Russians don't take at least half of Ukraine, it'll be viewed as a failure, a defeat. That's how the people there view it. That's what he told me. So we'll see.
No, he has got to do it, but you know, you got to remember he's been doing a lot of things and strategically and stuff that kind of helps out. So let me see. So Donetsk City, it's about 12 kilometers to Advika, which was under Ukrainian hands, and that's where they were shelling the city from. Okay, and remember, I said they have to get past that. So they're past that. They have already gotten to Rodivka, okay, which is you know, like 40 kilometers from Donetsk. So they're starting to push the Ukrainians back where they cannot shell Donetsk City with regular artillery, which at Advika, they could hit it with regular artillery. Now they've pushed that away, and they can't hit it with regular artillery. Okay, so like I said, it's probably no more than like from Soldove to Pokrovsk. It's only like eight miles. Okay, and then from Pokrov to completely take Ukraine is probably only another 16 miles past that. So they have made progress. It's just that in the big map, it doesn't show so well. Okay, so they can do it now. Now it's going to cost them to do it, but now it's not going to cost them drastically to do it. Okay, they like Luhansk is completely under the control. All right,
got it.
So anyways, they could. What would they would do? They would not wait to clear the Ukrainians out of Kursk. What they would do is just go ahead and move in, okay? Move all the way to the Dnieper, okay?
Zelensky's thrown away about 30,000 lives already in the Kursk invasion. 30,000
dead.
Oh,
yeah. Well, we got to look at some other things, too. Listen, this is something that our news tells us all the time and we take for granted, is that there's North Korean troops in Kursk fighting, okay? Actually, when I check independent intelligence, and what I mean by that is big corporations have satellites that see everything that the National Reconnaissance Office sees. They don't see any North Korean troops in Kursk. All the North Korean troops are all the way over there in Siberia. This is just a thing that we're using. Now, if Russia was to invite the North Koreans to fight the Ukrainians on Russian soil in Kursk, that's perfectly legal under international law. You know, we could do that. If we had, if the Mexican army came across the river at El Paso and starts grabbing American soil, we can invite North Korea to send troops down to kick their butt. And that does not mean that North Korea is in a war with Mexico. Okay, it does not mean that. All right. It's just you can invite anybody to come and fight on your soil. All right.
You mentioned
news. It's just the propaganda thing.
Yeah,
so
understood.
Let me tell you what's kind of critical now. And
hold on one second, Mitch. Mitch, hold on.
Go ahead.
And I invite all of you out there to do your own checking on these. I just went through, and I think they've changed it since you saw Fox News. Again, there's nothing there. I went down 25 stories. And each story has about a 1x2-inch illustration. Some are videos, some are still frame. 25 stories and 5 screens down, and there's not one word about any of this. Ukraine, Russia, missile attacks, nothing. So Fox is still, and maybe they've switched and went back. There's nothing there. And I would urge all of you to check. Look the rest of them. CNN's the only one covering it. CBS, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CNBC, nothing. You won't find a thing except on CNN. Now, why that is, you'll have to figure that out yourselves. I don't know. Was CNN, again, just telling them to go to hell, we're going to report the news? Or is CNN given some special green light to go ahead and be the only one who's reporting on the potential of World War III igniting at any time, based on what Putin had said. Now, Mitch made that real clear. This is not a massive attack. 14 missiles is not a massive attack, especially since most of them hit the same location, apparently. Why somebody would make a video of on the ground? You take a look on the ground, Mitch, these guys walking around. You look at the visuals of that. It's pretty interesting.
Okay, let me get back on there.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come right back with Mitch. Go ahead and take a look at that video. It's about 2 minutes long, Mitch.
Okay.
Top story. And we'll come back and get some more comments. But by all means, look at the other networks, friends. You won't see any news about this unless they've just changed. All right. We'll be right back. Okay, and welcome back. Remember, the first casualty of war is the truth. That makes it difficult as a journalist or a reporter to really know what to go with, especially when things are filtered so many layers deep. It's not easy. So we have to make our best calls on these things, and we do. And I've been wrong over the years many times, but not through lack of trying. Anyhow, how's it look to you, Mitch?
Well, listen, I think the way I see this playing out is Russia is going to make an overwhelming attack on Ukraine, okay, as a response to these 14 missiles. What Ukraine is going to do will determine what's going to happen next, because if Zelensky does something inappropriate, like bomb a nuclear reactor or something like this and cause some disaster, okay, I think there'll definitely be a nuclear attack, okay? Because that's a major problem, okay? So what Russia is also going to do, they're getting ready to launch their ground offensive. The armor has to stay on the road right now. And uh-huh. And that channels the avenues approach, makes them too easy of a target. Once the ice comes in, they can spread their armor out and they can make a blitzkrieg if they want to. They have the air power, they have the artillery where they can do this. And the Ukrainians are weak enough now that they can do this with the minimum of resistance. As Ukrainians begin to get overrun on the front lines, even the people in the rear will start running away. Okay, this is usually how this pans out. Okay, the Russians are trying to right now. They're searching for NATO troops and they're killing them. They found 15 Swedish NATO soldiers in Poltava. And they killed them. Okay, so businessmen
as in execute?
Russia put up bounties. Oh no! They
found them
and they hit them with a bomb and killed them.
I got it. All right.
So Russian businessmen, they put bounties on tanks and other vehicles and stuff. Well, they put bounties on NATO soldiers. So if a Russian captures a NATO soldier, dead or alive, they get paid a bounty. Okay. So in other words, they're specifically now since yesterday specifically looking for NATO troops to kill them. Now how hard is this? Well, how hard was it in Poltava? The Swedish troops are talking on the radio in Swedish, so they know where they are. They know exactly where they are.
That's pretty stupid.
If a foreign soldier uses any radio or any communication in their language, then the Russians know exactly where they are. You got to remember, they're way ahead of us on radio electronic warfare. They're good at that, okay? So they can find them. They've been nice up to now, but nice is over. NATO is in the war. As far as Russia is concerned, the United States and NATO is at war with Russia. That is it. They're already there. So depending on after Russia makes its next move, big move, and that could be in days before they do that, then they'll see how NATO responds, and then they'll go from there. Okay, but there's some things that I have to mention. Okay, so right now, as we're sitting here uninformed in America, okay, the people in Finland and Sweden, their government has told them nuclear war is coming. Get prepared, store up food, find shelter. They're already being told that they're going to be nuked. Okay, I'm want you to pay attention to this, because if nukes are screaming towards the United States in an overwhelming attack, our government will not warn us or tell us it's coming. They will not
do it. That's evidenced by the complete blackout in all the major mainstream media, major platforms. They're not covering
why is this blackout? The blackout is because it makes Joe Biden look bad. It makes him look like a demented, disgusting old man who's just brought the world to the edge of World War II because he's brain dead. Okay, he's gambling with our lives. So they don't want you to think that he's gambling with our lives. You know. I was wondering if all those people in Finland and Sweden are going to go down and buy my book, The Final Wars: How to Survive the Coming Civil War in America, World War III, and the Collapse of Civilization. It seems very timely for them over there. Okay. It's a good book to have, because I have a whole chapter on surviving nuclear war, okay? Which you can survive, all right? It is survival.
No, it's
listen to the news.
Mitchell's book is the most valuable piece of information between two cuppers in this day and age, in a practical sense, a pragmatic sense that you could possibly get. You've heard much of it on the program here, and now you'll have it in a book, and you can relate to it anytime you want. And it's like an instruction manual for survival. That's what it is. Go ahead, Mitch.
And not only that, but like I said, Chapter 9 tells you the point of view of all our enemies, okay, because our media and our government will never tell you how the man on the street, how the average person in Russia, China, North Korea, or Iran views us and views their situation.
No,
they will never tell you this. They will never tell you what's going on inside Israel. And in my book, I tell you what's going on inside Israel.
I'm telling you, this blackout is a very big development. I've never seen anything like it.
Yep.
Network after network, nothing. And it would do the same thing if an asteroid were coming here, Mitch. You know that.
They wouldn't tell us.
Yep.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't tell us. But let me tell you, so we would have to imagine that what it is the people who control the press. Like, keep in mind, before Trump was elected, I predicted he would be elected because I could tell from a meta-analysis of the news that, A, Saturday Night Live a month before started making fun of Biden and Harris and Waltz, okay, which they never did before. Then the L.A. Times, the Washington Post, and USA Today declined to endorse Harris.
Right.
That was the people who rule the world, the global elite, saying Trump is going to win. Okay, that's what a meta-analysis of the news is. Okay, so you look at this analysis here now that we've been talking about right now, and what is it telling you? What it's telling you is they don't want us, the American people, to get freaked out about what Joe Biden has done to us. Because he's done it to us. He's screwed the American people. He's putting you at risk of dying. Okay, because he's an idiot, all right? So this is important, and you know who does do a meta-analysis of the news? Well, people who are professional intelligence people, like General Michael Flynn, he knows this. He's worked this before. He's aware of it. And what did he do today? He called for Harris to Article 25, Biden, take over the presidency and rescind the order to use missiles deep into Russia. He's calling on Harris. This is the Republicans calling on Harris to kick Biden out and stop this war from developing further. Okay. And what motive would there be for Harris to think it's a good idea? Well, it would make her the first female president in American history. And she would go down in history as stopping a nuclear war with Russia. So there's a lot of encouragement there, okay? Mm-hmm. But you have to ask yourself the next question. Is Harris smart and astute enough to see that wonderful opportunity for her legacy in history? You know what? I just don't think she's so vapidly and inanely stupid that she would not see that opportunity.
Well, you know where that knowledge would come from, her Mossad dual citizen Jewish husband. That's where she'd figure it out, or she'd be told.
Yeah.
There's still a possibility that the 25th Amendment could be used to possibly get rid of Biden and put her in office. I don't know.
Yeah.
But for those of you who think, by the way, that you can look up succession of the presidency during war, something like that, and you'll find that the Constitution does not allow for a sitting president to remain in office even if there is a war going on.
There
is a succession date, and that is it. On January 20th, the next president takes over no matter what's going on. Look it up. I did. It's there. So these people saying, well, martial law is going to be declared. No.
Zelensky's term was over in March, and Russia says, well, there's no point in talking to Zelensky about peace because he's not the lawful president of Ukraine. He says he'll talk to the Congress of Ukraine because, as of now, they are the lawful elected officials of Ukraine. But Zelensky is not a lawful thing. Just think about the lawlessness of Zelensky. So he's a dictator now. He declared martial law. He's extended his term of office without the permission of the Ukrainian people, undemocratically. Okay, his country signed treaties. They signed the 1997 landmine treaty and the 2008 cluster of munitions treaty. Ukraine is a signatory to that. The landmine treaty is a UN treaty. They have broken. Do you see anybody running down to sanction Ukraine for using landmines? Do you see anybody calling them to account for the evil they're doing, for breaking the treaty with the UN that they signed? No, you don't, because you know whatever Israel does or whatever Ukraine does, they can break any law, they can break any treaty, they can break any agreement, because the United States stands behind them. People need to stop and take stock of this. Joe Biden is one of the most evil human beings that has ever existed on the face of this earth. Zelensky
no arguments
is a horrible monster. He's a monster.
He's not human.
And if we look at, if we look at other people, let's look at, you've seen for the past 4 years, Tony Blinken. Tony Blinken is an idiot. He is not an intelligent man. He's not astute. He doesn't know how to do anything. Look at Mayorkas. Mayorkas is a pitiful, pitiful person. He's not a leader. He's incapable. He's just evil. Look at Merrick Garland. By God, we dodged the bullet because this guy almost became a Supreme Court justice. It's a good thing he didn't, because he has so little respect for the Constitution and for the law. He has turned the FBI and the Justice Department and the ATF into the Gestapo, into the KGB. These people are not American, and they're not constitutionally. They do not follow the Constitution. They do not follow the law at all. Okay, this is who's ruling this country. They are not kind, considerate. Do you think that Biden and Blinken are kind, considerate human beings? And Lloyd Austin, you think these are kind and considerate human beings that care about people when they have you now on the verge of nuclear annihilation? They're going to kill all of you for their hubris and their ignorant arrogance. They will have you all die. They want to destroy Trump's presidency by destroying America. Okay?
And I want to underscore what Mitchell's saying by reminding you again of the astonishing blackout of all the mainstream media platforms except for CNN. And CNN's coverage is in and of itself minimal. So you go look and see how much power these lunatics have. It's right there. It's not there. That's right there. That's the answer. Go ahead.
Well, they don't want you to know. They do not want you to know. And let me tell you, this is why I put Chapter 9 in my book, which is Intelligence for Survival. This Chapter 9 is your CIA, your Defense Intelligence Agency. It is telling you what you need to know to be able to think for yourself and figure out what's going on in the world. Because, like I said, if the nukes are flying towards America right this minute, your government and your news media will never say a word to you. So the only way you're going to know if the shit is about to hit the fan is if you find out for yourself.
Right.
Okay. Also, you can look at news. You know what I like to do is if I'm looking at Ukraine, okay, I don't look at American news. It's worthless. Anything on American
Utterly
news
worthless.
Is worthless.
Even if it was accurate, like, it'd be worthless.
There's like these YouTube things like military graphics and stuff. These are these are CIA websites. Okay,
yeah.
When you see the Ukraine things from the Ukraine point of view, that is CIA. That is not anything you see about damage going on in Russia. That's the CIA putting that out to you. Okay, so do not trust it. Okay. What I do is I look at the news in Serbia, I look at the news in Belarus, Russia, Turkey. Even Turkey came out today and said Russia has every right to use nuclear weapons to defend itself.
It's true.
Every
they
right
did.
To do it.
You know, there's another great platform,
Turkey,
some of the Indian news channels.
Yes,
they
India
have terrific
unbiased.
News over there. Yes.
Right.
No, it's unbiased
news.
Pretty unbiased. It's yes.
Yeah. Because they don't have a bone to pick. They don't have a bone to pick with Israel
or
Russia.
Not pushing an agenda. No. They're neutral.
No,
they really are.
They're just trying to tell you what's going on.
Here's another thing that you always want to keep in mind, everybody. Your favorite podcaster or broadcaster could easily be controlled opposition. Contrived, created, controlled opposition to one degree or another. They're never going to tell us. But I guarantee you, up to 50%, maybe much more, are certainly doing what they do at the behest of the intelligence deep state community. Make no mistake about it. It's huge. A lot of people not working for you. They're working for the other people, the dark side. Anyway, one last comment, Mitch, then we have to go.
Okay, well, just one thing. It's like if you type in, like, who knows where Albania is, what they're doing, but if you type in Albania news on your internet, it will bring you up to the Albania Daily News, and you can see their news, which is not controlled by our news, okay? Their government controls their news, not ours. So,
yep, interesting.
Do your own research.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you, my friend. Thanks for the sharing of this hour and putting your observations up for all of us to understand. That is very helpful. Thank you, Mitch.
Okay. You're very welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay. Take a break. Come right back with hour three next.